We here at DOJ devised an electronic tool that we distribute to agencies that has had a tremendous impact on improving the quality of the annual report submissions. And one of the features of the tool is that it has built-in math checks. So, for example, the annual FOIA report is just loaded with all sorts of statistics and figures, and figures in one column get added, and then different figures get subtracted, and you arrive at a total. And those were kind of those calculations were areas where in the past we would frequently see agencies just miscalculating those figures. But with this new tool that we gave, that we distribute to agencies, the tool itself conducts the math checks, and if the calculation is wrong, it actually will flash red in the box and alert the agency to the need to make an adjustment to the figures. So the quality of the submissions has been quite improved as a result of that tool.
In the annual guidance you are giving agencies as they prepare the reports,
right,
is use of that tool and instructions for using it part of the guidance this year?
Exactly. Exactly. And we have detailed instructions to help walk agencies through the tool. We have lots of attachments that are connected with our posting of the guidance to give specialized instructions for different aspects of the tool. And the agencies have been, this is the second year they're using the tool, so they're much more familiar with it. And the process is going very smoothly.
And what other guidance are you offering this year?
Well, the big thing we just issued in terms of guidance is a substantive guidance on the document referral process. And the focus of this guidance is on improving customer service. And just to give you a quick synopsis of what the guidance is about, in the course of processing FOIA requests, agencies often locate records that originated with another agency. And so they typically will refer or forward those documents that originated somewhere else to the other agency so that it could process its own documents. And my new guidance on that process goes step by step through giving requirements for the agencies that make the referral and for the agencies that receive the referral of documents to make sure that the requesters are informed so that they understand what's happening to the documents. The guidance ensures that the requesters aren't disadvantaged in any way by this process, and then also making sure that requesters have a point of contact at the relevant agency so that they can always know what's the status of the request, always have a place to go with any questions they have on the request. I think that the improvement in customer service will be really hopefully will be very significant.
I wanted to ask about some of the feedback you might be getting about this guidance. Or is it too early to tell if this is helping in the way you had intended? Is it putting a lot of onus on the folks who are using it? How does that feedback work?
So far, the requester community has been really pleased with this guidance on improving the customer service aspects of document referrals. The concerns about that process came to me originally from the requester community, and I really thought that it was a good area where having some new guidance and with some additional features in the guidance that we in the government had a really good opportunity to improve transparency in keeping with the Attorney General's guidelines and the President's FOIA initiative. And so far, I've been really pleased because the requester community is real happy with the guidance.
We're speaking with Melanie Puste. She's Director of the Office of Information Policy at the Justice Department. Now, you also have guidance on formatting, XML and NIEM. Tell us about that.
Right. The formatting guidance is designed to make sure that all that statistical data about FOIA requests is given to the Department of Justice in an open format so that in turn it can be made available to the public in a way that can be sorted and analyzed and reviewed using computer technology so that the public has the ability to look at that information in whatever way they want. And the open format is how we load the data that comes from the annual FOIA reports into OIP's website that's called FOIA.gov. And that's our big initiative under the department's open government plan. And FOIA.gov is a website that shines a light on FOIA itself. And by taking the agency data in the NEAM and XML formats, which is what is called an open format, or allows it to be manipulated. We load that data into FOIA.gov, and then in turn, the public can go to the website FOIA.gov and put in any kind of criteria they want. They can compare agencies with one another, compare them over time. They can see the data displayed in a graphical form so that it's much more interactive and an interesting way to present the data and make it more usable for the public.
Is there anything that they would need beyond the guidance so that they're able to do this easily? Any other training that might be available? Or is it really self-explanatory? They won't need that.
Well, we try very hard to make the guidance be self-explanatory. But at the same time, we know there's just no substitute for hearing live discussion about the different requirements for the report. So what we have done with the annual FOIA reports is that we've done training to walk agencies through the steps to follow in compiling their report. We can answer questions. And then we have a dedicated team here at OIP that it is focused on compiling the annual FOIA reports, and they're available at any time to answer questions from agencies. So we really try to give written guidance, verbal guidance through training, and then one-on-one guidance through having attorney staff here that's available at any time.
And what is the report deadline, and who has to meet it?
So the reports, all agencies that are subject to the FOIA have to submit their annual FOIA reports to the Department of Justice by February 1st. But what we've done is ask agencies to submit their reports first to our office in December 5th. We wanted that early submission so that we had a chance to review them, review the reports, get back to agencies on anything that might need to be adjusted in their report, and then start having the agencies be able to post their reports to the public even before the February 1st deadline.
So any last-minute advice, anything else that FOIA officers should know?
Yes, we launched a new feature on our FOIA.gov website that's a new tab on the website that allows people to search across agency websites to locate documents that have been made available by agencies. One of the big focuses of Attorney General Holder's guidelines and one of the focuses of our work here at OIP is to ask agencies to make information available proactively, to post information on their websites that they think would be of interest to the public so that people don't have to make a FOIA request, that they can just find information by looking at agency websites. And with our new feature on FOIA.gov, we have a search function where you can type in a search term like clean water or Al Capone, and any agency that has posted documents on that topic, the links to those documents will come up, and you can see in one easy step all the different agencies that have posted documents on a topic, and you can click right on them and see them. And hopefully this will even further eliminate the need for people to have to make a FOIA request.